Good morning, everybody. This is Howard Partridge, and I want to welcome you to the live Inner Circle weekly webcast. Please type in how you are doing today and that you can hear me and see my screen okay. And once you do that, we will get rolling. All right, let's see. Okay, BTPOTT, BTPOTH. Yes, doing beautiful. Hey, Tyrone, good to see you on here, buddy. Hey, I hope everything's going well with you. I'd like to hear from you guys. And what I'd like to hear from you is, are you using your planner? How's it going? What have you learned from this series? Today is the last installment of our Phenomenal Productivity. We're going to start another series next week. So tell me what you're getting out of this series. Tell me what it is that is your biggest takeaway and what you're doing with it. Okay. Let's see. Jim and Sheila, yes, using the planner every day. Matthew, I've been praying for you, Howard, and the whole team, and tremendous blessing on the conference. Thank you so much. We love getting the community together. Don is using his planner. Excellent, excellent, excellent. All right. Well, again, it's a pleasure to be with you today. And, you know, Denise and I just came back from Destin, Florida. And this was the photo that I took the morning that we left, last Saturday morning, I believe it was. It was so hard to leave. We had a phenomenal 3 weeks down there. Of course, you know, I was working while I was down there and that sort of thing. By the way, speaking of productivity, implementation, scheduling, and all this, one of the things that I decided to do about 12 years ago is I decided to take one day off a week and to just rest my mind, just to think. I don't even read a business article. I don't read anything related to business. I don't do any work. I kind of keep an eye on my email and my social just to make sure that nothing crazy is happening. But I just take a whole day off. And I tell you, it's a spiritual principle. It's called the Sabbath. And there's a reason that God worked 6 days and rested one day, because it's a principle for us. And I was reading a book that Rick Jones gave me called 25 Business Secrets from the Bible or something like that. I think I left it down in Destin or it's in Houston. I've been moving around so much the last few months. I lost an entire wardrobe. When I was in Destin, I was at my brother's condo and I stayed in a hotel for about 2 weeks. And I don't know, I guess I must have left my wardrobe at this hotel, but moving around so much. But in this book, they talked about the same thing. And there are a number of people who teach taking a free day every 7 days. Doesn't have to be on Sunday. It's not a religious thing. It's a spiritual thing, and there's a difference. And the fact is that any law that God gave us is for our own benefit, and there's a tremendous benefit to it. And that particular one is what happens is in your life, you're taking on stress every single day, and having that one day to just allow everything that's been stuffed in to come out. It's amazing the creativity that you get. You know, my Sundays were like any other day. I'd be on my email, I'd be working, and then I'd be late for church, and church is like three doors from my house. And so it helps you to stay focused, helps you stay energized, because we all get burned out. There's something in John Maxwell's 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth called the Law of Reflection. And what that says is pause to allow your growth to catch up with you. I was flying up here to Dallas. I'm in Dallas at Ziegler right now. I'm actually in my hotel right now, but I'm up here for a couple of days getting some stuff done. And I was on my way up here, and we had 3 weeks in Destin, drove all the way to Houston, very next day fly to Dallas on a Sunday. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, and this is something that we all need to do. I think one of the principles of success is to evaluate your life every day. Every day that you wake up, you know, why am I doing what I'm doing? How can I have a bigger impact? How can I make my life more meaningful for other people? How can I make a difference? What am I grateful for today? And in other words, always being reflective and always having this self-awareness rather than just getting caught up in it, because it's so easy to get caught up in it. And I was getting just caught up because I have so many projects and traveling all over the place and all of this stuff, losing my clothes, losing my shorts, literally, fortunately not financially. And I'm like, you know, what are you doing? And so even though it was Sunday, I got my planner out. And last week, I shared with you, might have been 2 weeks ago, that in my planner, I have like a little mini journal on the weekly performance, personal performance record, where you have your whole week laid out and you block your time. I think I talked about this last week. Up in the right hand corner, instead of, you know, writing down what I did toward my goal like Zig does, is I use that as kind of a mini journal. In other words, this was the highs and lows of the week. This is the things I want to remember for the week. So I just took a moment and I went all the way back through 2017 and I read every single one of those, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And by the way, the better than phenomenal. And, you know, after just going through that quick exercise of going back through the year and thinking about all that God has accomplished with us and all that we've been blessed with and all that we're doing, I had my why back immediately and I got refocused and got perspective again. Every day we want to wake up and get perspective on our life, get perspective on our purpose. Why are we doing what I'm doing? How is it making a difference? Am I living the life that I was called to live? What do I need to refocus on? And then to really do that every week in a really big way. And the funny thing is, I also gave you guys my PRD, right? I hope you got that document. I think it's posted on the Inner Circle site now. It's got our MVP and our PRD, and I have my own PRD on there. And one of the funny things is that I clean my own house on Sundays. So I clean my house in Florida, I clean my house in Houston. So that's what I do on Sunday mornings before I go to church, is I clean house. I've been thinking about maybe breaking that down to a daily chore so that I can really just do Sunday. But the point is that when I am cleaning, I am thinking. And that's helpful to me because it allows me to process everything that's going on in my life. So I don't schedule any appointments on Sunday. I don't read any business articles or anything like that. I just reflect. That's called the law of reflection. All right. So excited. Now I'm back in the saddle. I'm up here at Ziegler right now and heading back to Houston today. So excited for the Phenomenal Prophets Conference. I can't wait to see the Inner Circle and Ziegler community come together so that we can learn how to make more money in our business, so that we can make a bigger difference in our family, in our community, in our business, and all those good things that come out of being hugely profitable. All right, so today's the last installment. This has been a six-part installment of Phenomenal Productivity, How to Get More Done in Less Time. We have gone through the planner step by step. The first part of the planner is seeing the dream, doing the dream list, drawing a picture of your dream, laying out your perfect day. Number two, setting your goals and thinking about why you want to achieve those goals. Number three, planning your week. Number four, Evan shared with us how to plant seeds of greatness every day. Number five is time blocking. That's what I went over last week. And then today, the phenomenal power of planning. The phenomenal power of planning. I want to remind you again, I shared this last week, but the simplicity and the importance of this document, and I want to give you another little tip. So in your the Simple Devil Business Plan, there are several sections. The first part of it is just writing down your vision. And 2018 is coming up very quickly. So if you don't have a couple of days set aside to do your business planning, you want to go ahead and get that process scheduled. Typically, what I do is I take a day myself. I go through the Simple Devil Business Plan. Now, I have to do that for three businesses this year. I've got Ziegler, I got Phenomenal Products, and I got my service company. And so I'm going to go through, I printed out three of these, and I'm going to go through the Simple Devil Business Plan for each and every one of them. So taking a day just to think through and to fill that out and then continue to update it. And then, so it has your vision. What's the picture for 2018? What's the vision for 2018? Then it has the assessment, and then it has the SWOT analysis, and then it has your MVP, then it has your P&L, then it has your marketing plan, then it has your implementation, then it has a master projects list, and it tells you how to do all that. So your tip is to take those items and then put them in your planner. And I'm going to show you this section right here where it says important meetings and projects journal. Now, this is where Zig did his journaling, and journaling is so important, especially when you feel stressed, especially when you feel challenged, especially when you're busy taking the time to journal and to think and to reflect, and always put something down that you're grateful for. Now, what I use this section for myself is to line out my biggest projects. All right. So we do a conference every single quarter, which is kind of crazy when you think about it. But every conference that we do, I kind of lay it out. I think about it. I write a lot of notes in my notebook, but then I put it there. That way, when I'm going through my planner, I go through the year, I can see what's coming up and what I'm thinking about for my conferences and my other bigger projects. So one of the things that I started doing is I put my marketing plan in here. I've got the 7 M's of marketing. And then I'm thinking, okay, in 2018, what I'm going to do is I'll take the components of the Simple Devil Business Plan and just put them in my planner so that I don't have to carry around an extra document with me, all right? So use this document, go to the Inner Circle website, download it, print it out. It's a phenomenal tool because the more that you can see the future, the more that you can anticipate the future, the more that you can line out ahead of time, then the more likely you are to be successful. The fact is, I think it was Napoleon that said, "Plans go out the window when the first shot is fired in a war, in a battle." But the fact is, you did have a plan, and you have to readjust that plan as those kinds of things happen. But you start with a plan. Jesus said, "Only a fool would build a tower without a plan," because otherwise, if you don't have a plan and you start building and you're not able to finish it, then people are going to look at it and say, "What a fool." So what you want to do is, or they'll scoff at you. I don't think he said what a fool, but they'll scoff at you and say he couldn't finish the tower. Well, you're building something even less predictable than a tower, than a building. You're building something that has so many different variables. So you want to leave room for God to operate in your life, you need to leave room to be flexible, but you want to start with a plan. And this section of the planner is very helpful in helping you to line out what it is that you want to create for the future. I hope you have your 2018 planner. I've got mine, and I've had it for a long time, and I've been waiting and hoping, and not hoping, but waiting till the right time to where I felt like, okay, let me get into 2018 and start putting that in there. So I started filling it in just the other day. Speaking of 2018 and your vision for 2018, I wanted to remind you of we don't have registration open yet, but our next Inner Circle and ZLC conference is going to be in Orlando, Florida. It's only going to be a 2-day this time, the January 23rd and 24th in sunny Orlando, Florida. And what we're going to do is we're calling it the Phenomenal Power of Community because my book, The Power of Community, this is going to be the biggest book I've ever done, forwarded by Brian Tracy, endorsed by Dave Ramsey, and a big, thick 256-page hardcover book. This is a phenomenal book. And so we're going to do two things in Orlando. We're going to get a vision for 2018, make sure that we've got that business plan filled out, and to understand how phenomenal leaders inspire their teams, wow their customers, and make bigger profits. That's the subtitle of the Power Community. Then 777 and 787. Meet on January 25th. I cannot tell you what we have planned yet because I haven't confirmed it. Well, it's confirmed, but I need to check on a couple things. But I have something very, very, very special for us on the 25th. And then ZLCers, those of you who are speakers, trainers that are going through that, are not in 777 or 787, Tom Ziegler and the crew will be around to help you with your ZLC business. All right. Okay. The next piece in the planner is lining out each month. All right. So as you can see, this is an outline. You can just put the name of the month in there, and then start filling in the dates right here. And what this does is this gives you a big picture. Now you can do this. I do this on my computer calendar also, but on my computer calendar, I have all my meetings, all the details, all that stuff. And what this is for is this is when you're sitting on the beach and you're just kind of, getting a big picture of your month. If you travel a lot like I do, then that's really important. But really just lining out in that month, getting the big picture of the big rock items that you're going to implement, that you're going to work on, or things that you're going to do. All right. The next section is called Advanced Planning for the Next Year. And so what you'll want to do there is you can put in events. You might put in important birthdays or important projects or events that you have going on in your business. And so, again, it gives you a big picture of the future. And then the final piece is charting your progress. And it's so important to go back and look at what you've accomplished. Again, that law of reflection, where you can go back and you can go back and look at what you've done, what you've accomplished, what God's done in your life that you didn't have anything to do with. That's called grace. And you can keep a list there. And then before you close it out at the end of the year, then what you want to do is you want to go back and reflect on the whole year and use that as the place to do your planning for 2018. All right. Yes or Yes. Okay, let's see. Oh, Don likes the cover of my book. Okay, perfect. Yeah, let's go back and take a look at that real quick. Rick Jones doesn't like it, but you guys haven't seen this yet, have you? Okay, so I wanted The Power of True Community. This is being published by McGraw-Hill, one of the biggest publishers in the world. But what I do love that they did was these little fingerprints you see on the tree. I love that. And it has more of a more of a modern look. They did not want the John Maxwell, leadership type of cover, and that's what Rick was looking for. So anyway, I'm glad that Don in Amsterdam loves it. Okay. Okay, so if I can get my team to make sure that PRD is attached to last week's replay, that would be good because Don's telling me that he does not have that. Okay. All right, remember that the four keys to overcome FTI, the four keys to implementation is number one, inspiration. I want to congratulate you for being on this webcast. I'm going to tell you that other than the grace of Almighty God and the people that he's put in my life, that learning from other people, maybe that I didn't know at all, people like Zig Ziglar, that gives you inspiration because we all need either validation or recommendations. We need to either be validated that we're going in the right direction, and don't discount that because if someone who is already doing what you want to do tells you something that you already know, that this is a fact, then that has a lot of value to it because it gives you a lot of confidence that you're going in the right direction and it's worth paying money for. I go to John Maxwell's highest level event, and one year I was there, and Alan Mulally, can never pronounce his last name, Alan Mulally, who was the CEO of Ford. He turned the Ford Motor Company around. And he shared how he did it and how he got the team together, and he started really questioning them. And that was really cool to hear him say that. He said, "I just ask questions. I just ask questions and smile." And then he starts talking about his coaching process. "I just ask questions and I smile." And he's going through his whole thing, and I'm like, "That's my coaching process." And everybody else in the room is like, "Oh my gosh, this is so good." And I'm like, "I've been doing that for 10 years." So the point is that I was inspired by that because I was like, here's a guy who not only turned the Ford Motor Company around, but he designed the Boeing 777 aircraft that has like a million parts. And I mean, what an amazing guy to validate my coaching process. So you get inspiration from that. You get inspiration from seeing people who aren't any smarter than you do things faster, better, and bigger than you. It might tick you off, but that's just that's a heart check on your own, on yourself. That's a heart check when if we get jealous or ticked off or angry at somebody else's success, that's time to reflect and say, okay, what's wrong with me? Why am I comparing my success to someone else's success? You only compare yourself with yourself. And we look to other people who have been more successful than us as a source of inspiration. People who are being more significant than us as a source of inspiration, not a source of jealousy. See, Zig said that success is doing the best with the hand that God has dealt you. Maybe you're a little slow like I am. Maybe it takes you longer, but hey, at least when I got it, I got it, right? But it might take me longer than the next guy. I didn't go to college. I didn't have money to start my business. I didn't have people around me that could be coaches. I was trying to mentor. Let me put it that way. I don't know if I was doing a very good job, but I was trying to mentor a kid that I've been trying to mentor since he was 8 years old for a decade. He's 18 now, and I was having a conversation with him. His name is Malachi. At lunch on Sunday when I was home, and he says, "Chief, I don't want to. You might get mad that I'm gonna say this, but you know, I gotta say it." And I said, "What is that? What is it? What is it?" He said, "I think you sometimes forget what it was like to be 18." And I was like, "No. In fact, I remember all too well. So let me ask you a question." He said, "It's easy for you to you know, be grateful and to think like you think and all that because look what you got." And I said, "No, I have what I have and I have the life that I have because of the way I started thinking. And you have the opportunity to get a jump start of about 30 years on that process. If you start putting into your mind right now the things that you need to put into your mind, you don't wait until you're 40 years old. You don't wait until you're 50 years old. You don't wait until you're 60 years old. You don't wait until you're desperate. Get inspired now. Start putting the right things in your mind. Zig said, you are what you are and where you are because of what has gone into your mind. We can intentionally put the right things into our minds. And the best thing that we can do is get around people who are already doing what it is that we want to do, to study people who have already done what it is that we want to do, be inspired by them. What one man can do, another can do. Because if you're not inspired, look at our slogan up there, inspiration to implementation. If you're not inspired, if you don't have hope for the future, if you don't have a vision, and when you get depressed, when you get distracted, when you get overwhelmed, you just simply go back to your vision. There's a guy on Facebook. And this guy has publicly been sharing his woes about a girlfriend he lost 23 months ago. And everybody's trying to encourage him and everything. First of all, we're going to be teaching about digital marketing tomorrow. So I'll go ahead and give you guys a tip. Whether you're going to be there or not, watch what you put on Facebook. The stuff that you put on social media is what's going to position you, what's going to attract people to you. Who do you want to attract? What experience? Do you think that someone wants to hire this guy and bring them into their home? And so he posts the other day, it's been 23 months. Yes, I'm still counting. I'm like, why? And he replies to me and says, you know, I don't know, because I'm an idiot, I guess, LOL. And I'm like, look, focus on the future. Focus on the possibilities. Look at all the people who are right where you are right now, that they used to be there and where they are now. You can get through this. Other people have gotten through this. So regardless of where you are, you're not going to implement unless you are inspired. And what I mean by that, I don't mean just motivated. Motivation is great. Motivation is something that you have to do every day. People used to make fun of Zig. They said, you know, that motivation stuff doesn't last. He said, yeah, neither does bathing, but we recommend it daily. But motivation comes from external sources, you know, and it's good. I can listen to Zig, I can get motivated. I can maybe read something and get motivated. Maybe someone can give me a little encouragement and I get motivated. Maybe I can see an opportunity, I can get motivated. Maybe I get to go to Hawaii if I do X, Y, and Z, I can get motivated about that. Maybe if I don't do X, Y, and Z, I'm not going to be able to make payroll. So I better do X, Y, and Z. That's motivation. Motivation comes from external sources. Inspiration comes from an internal source. It's growing on the inside. It's a fire that gets lit on the inside. And the more that that fire grows, then the harder it is to put it out. Inspiration comes from the inside, where you are inspired. You have desire. You have a vision. If you don't have a vision, then it's going to be rough. Number two is organization, and that's why we recommend this planner. This is also why we line out for you the five areas of business. This is why we have the organizational chart. This is why we have all these tools, because the more inspired you are, the more you're going to get done, because you're going to be on fire. You're going to be going. The more organized you are, the more you're going to be able to get done. John Maxwell said that more time is wasted looking for stuff than anything else. I think one of the reasons I love organization is because I'm not really honestly that good at it. I mean, anybody who can lose an entire wardrobe of shorts and shirts needs some help. Let me just put it that way. You know, it's like now I need a set of three of everything, right? And trying to keep everything together, everywhere I go, I leave stuff. So this planner really helps a person like me. And these systems help a person like me and a person like you. Number three is training. I hope that you're spending a lot of time on the Inner Circle website, and I'll tell you why. These systems are proven. On Thursday morning, I'm going to show some of our numbers from my business and to inspire people of what's possible. And I'm telling you, the longer that I do this, the longer that I realize that the people who are the most successful in Inner Circle are the ones who simply learn the system and implement the system. Rick was down in Destin with me about a week ago, and I got some mentoring from him and some coaching from him. And we're talking about ZLC trainers. He said a lot of them don't know how to, they need to get better at training, which is my goal, is to help them get better at training. And he said the way you get better is to go through training yourself. And because training builds confidence. We're going to, if I don't know what to do in marketing, I don't really know what to do, I don't know how to do some of this stuff, then I'm not going to want to do it, number one, and I'm going to procrastinate, and I'm just not going to do it, all right? So we need to be trained. It may not even be something that we're going to do ourselves. It might be something that we're going to literally hire out, that we're going to outsource or hire someone to do. But we need to understand why it works, how it works, and at least have some overview of it. Is my system the only system on the planet? No, but we know that it works. I can't tell you if something else works. Are we always innovating? We do some, but I learned a long time ago from a guy by the name of Sergio Zeman, wrote a book, a couple of books. He was the chief marketing officer for Coca-Cola. One of the books that he wrote that I thought was so good was called Renovate Before You Innovate. Renovate Before You Innovate. See, the problem is that we try to do everything new when we haven't even proven what we have. There's a guy who Mark Tim was in a mastermind with, and his whole thing, Mark Tim's the director of marketing at Ziegler now, and I was with him and his family in Destin last week, as I shared with you. And he had been in this mastermind with a guy, and the guy's whole thing is emulate before you innovate. Copy and paste, whether it's my training, someone else's training, copy and paste. Why do we want to innovate before we emulate? Why do we want to create something new and unproven? Ellen Rohr's systems are a great example of this. So all these years ago, my company was unprofitable, and today it's doing so good. It's amazing because we installed her systems. But people won't just install someone else's system because of ego. Well, if I don't create it, then it's not mine. I want to create something myself. So what you're telling me is you'd rather go broke than to copy somebody's system that gives you permission to copy it, by the way. I mean, it's craziness. I don't pay Ellen Rohr a royalty on the profits that I make. I paid her to come in and help me put it together. You have the whole thing right here on Inner Circle. Renovate before you innovate. Emulate before you innovate. Copy and paste. Find the person who, John Browning, came to see me in Destin last week. And when he first got involved with us many, many years ago, guys just running a great business. Again, hugely profitable, and you know, went from like $10,000 a month to $1 million business. Very profitable, great reputation in Nashville, amazing business. Been a brother and a friend, Inner Circle member from the get-go. And before he joined up with me, he says, Howard, he said, I went to see my rich uncle, who's a multimillionaire. And here's the advice that my multimillionaire rich uncle told me. He said, find the person with the wheel who's already invented the wheel in your industry and copy that wheel. He said, you got the wheel, so I'm going to copy your wheel. And he told me he did a presentation and made more money in an hour than he's ever made in 1 hour before. And it was all stuff that he had learned from right here. I should be charging him royalties, but he's done so much for me that it's okay. But he said, it's just the basic stuff. There's something about humans that we want something new and improved, and we don't want to just do the hard stuff. He's like, everybody's looking for the magic bullet, the silver bullet, and it doesn't exist. And I said, yes, it does exist. Which he was surprised to hear me say it. He said, well, what is it? I said, it's work. It's implementation. That's the silver bullet. May not be glamorous, but it works. It's all about learning and implementing. You know, I'm so grateful for Elise Makarevich. She typed in, I think that's what we're taught in school. Everything has to be your original work. I had a hard time when I started practicing architecture. They expected me to use templates and copy details others had already done. Total mind shift. Absolutely. In a business, just copy what works. Now, don't copy somebody's stuff and, you know, plagiarize or violate copyrights, but learn their system. I mean, we have a marketing system that has worked consistently over and over and over and over and over again. Am I trying to learn some of this digital marketing stuff? Yes, that's why I've got experts there tomorrow. Am I doing okay in that area? Yes. But I'm really leaning on other people who know it. Copy their systems. Our sales systems have worked consistently over and over and over and over. There's just proven principles. Brian Tracy, whole day of like just dropping the content on us. May not have been the most exciting thing in the world, but I mean, everybody was tired by the end of the day. But I mean, the man knows the stuff. It's proven principles. Zig Ziglar, proven principles. Jim Rohn, proven principles that you can copy and paste into your life and into your business. We have to train ourselves. We have to train ourselves. And then the fourth one is the biggie, and that is community. Gotta have a team. We gotta have people around us to help us do all this stuff. Implementation happens most surely, most completely, most effectively when we have a community of people around us that support us, encourage us, and help us to be accountable. And that's what the power of community is all about. Okay, so next week I am going to start a new series. Ordinarily, I would charge extra for this series because that's the way it was designed. It was designed to be a paid course, but I love our inner circle. I love our community. Thanksgiving's coming up, Christmas is coming up. So I decided that I'm going to do the entire one thing training. I'm a certified one thing trainer, and I'm going to do the entire program at absolutely no charge for Inner Circle members. Now, what you're going to learn in that is how to discover your one thing. You're going to find the power of going small. There are six lies that hold us back. We're going to continue on this path of productivity and figure out how to stay there. You're going to learn how to become accountable to yourself and how to apply the one thing to each aspect of your life. And it's not only one thing, it's one thing at a time. It's all about focus. So you're going to be able to maximize your productivity, stack your goals. I love their process for that. You're gonna become more purposeful in all you do and help you discover or rediscover or remember or stay focused on your big why or your purpose. So what I'm gonna do is next week, I'm gonna do a preview webinar and give you guys an overview of the one thing methodology and everything that we're going to learn over the next few weeks. We'll probably stay in this all the way till Christmas. There may be a bonus session here and there, but I haven't, gotten into it. I think last time I did it in five sessions, but I was pretty rushed, and I want to leave some time for comments from the coaches and feedback and community stuff and all of that. But next week is going to be public. We're going to invite the public so that people who are not Inner Circle members yet, they can pay for the course. You're also going to need a manual, and that manual is $99 if you don't already have one. So we will get you the link for all of that post haste, and that way you could be all set up before we actually start, which will be probably November 7th. Maybe November 14th, depending on how the orders for the manuals go and all that good stuff. Okay. But we're going to kick it off next week with a public preview webcast of the one thing. All right. Having said that, let me get some feedback from our coaching team, and I will answer the questions that you have in the questions for staff. So, who do I have today? Do I have Mr. Rick Jones today?
Hey Howard, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Good morning to you.
Morning, Chief. How you doing?
Yeah.
How's your appointment yesterday? You gonna live?
I think so. It looks pretty good. Got a little work to do. You know, that's part of it's like in business. Sometimes you some days chicken, some days feathers. I gotta work a little more on the chicken, my doctor says. So anyhow, it's a pretty good report. Hey, as I've listened to you, I wanted to say a couple of quick things.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says that there's nothing new under the sun, that there's really nothing new in business. Someone has already faced the challenges that we face, that we should learn from history. You've just given us the answers in the past, what is it, 5 or 6 weeks on your topic to most of the challenges on how to use your time, how to plan, and how to be more productive. I think now's the time for, as we both know, action, right? It's called implementation.
Yes, sir.
So I would encourage people to ask themselves these three things. What are the three things that only I can do that will add the most to the business? And of those three, what's the one most important one? Zig Ziglar said that our success in life is determined by our choices. Let me give you three choices. Number one, invest in yourself wisely. Number two, invest in your time wisely. And number three, invest in your people wisely. Mm. Great seminar, Bubba.
Thank you, Chief. Hey, I learned from the best. All right, what about Mr. Santiago Arango Man?
What's going on, Howard? What's up, Rick? Yeah. Hey, I'm really excited. We got a conference coming up, and I can't wait to see everybody coming into Houston and just learn some new things. And more important than anything is implement, get profitable, so that by this time next year, those folks that are struggling with their profits, they come back and they're on vacation. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait to see that. That's mm-hmm. the exciting thing. That's what's got me like pumped up.
Yes,
so,
sir.
I am so glad you shared this, Howard, because you said something very simple. And I think many people know I spend a lot of time on the phone. And on the phone, I hear challenges, right? They're excuses, but, you know, nice to say they're challenges. And I'll give you a simple one. Somebody saying, oh, I tried referral marketing. It doesn't work.
Oh, Lord.
Or, oh, you know what? I've tried those systems. They don't work for me. Mm-hmm. And so we start asking some questions. And I say, all right, perfect. So you implemented them, right? It's like, yeah, we did it all and we got it all. And we start talking about budgets. We start talking about mission, values, purpose. We start talking about who actually they are visiting and building relationships with. And at the end of the day, it's all talk. Brian Tracy said something very simple. He said, if you could find out what the most successful people did in any area, and then you did the same thing over and over, you'd eventually get the same results they do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like crazy simple, isn't it?
It's crazy simple.
So why not just copy it?
Exactly.
Just copy it. Do the same thing. And when they start doing that, the only question really is, are you getting the results that they got? If not, then you probably missed a step somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But just remember this. At the end of the day, it's a choice. It's your choice to try to reinvent it or just go with it the same way. And you know, it's crazy because it's not logical. We go to a classroom and we are taught that 2 + 2 = 4. Okay, and we go with that. We don't just think of it, oh, I'm gonna figure out a new way to add 2 + 2. Why do we need to reinvent the wheel when it comes down to these specific systems? Just grab them, use them, apply them, and enjoy the benefits. Build your team, build your business, build yourself, and change the community around you just by doing what's in front of you.
I love that. Enjoy your success. You know, Zig Ziglar said that we don't pay the price of success or pay the price for success. We enjoy the benefits of success. You pay the price for failure. All right, let's see. I think Sherry Perry might be driving, but let's just see. She's texting in here.
No, I'm not driving. Driving and attending a pod, I think, is illegal in most states now, Howard.
Okay, well, we had Dr. Robert Rom on CLC yesterday, and he's driving along on the Zoom. I was like, oh, Lord.
Well, he's a doctor. He can do that.
Yeah, I guess if you got, hey, if you got five university degrees and you know the model of, you're the world authority on the model of, the DISC model of human behavior, he can probably have that cop, if he got pulled over, scratching his head, wondering why he made such a huge mistake pulling this man over.
Right? That's true. I'd like to be in the car for that one.
Oh, I know, right? Okay, so what's on your plate today?
Yeah, well, I love the fact that you started off the pod today talking about it, taking the time to evaluate your days in your life versus getting caught up in the life. And I think that's so important. And your steps that you lined out from the very beginning are exactly what we do on the pods. It's what we remind people on the pods are: see the dream, set the goals, plan the week, plant daily, do some time blocking, and then finally finish that up with doing some planning. I got to tell you, this week has been a real eye-opener for me because I had some very intentional plans for my Monday and my Tuesday. And doing these things that you're talking about, being in community, taking the time to put all these things in place, gives you some added flexibility sometimes when you plan for it and sometimes when you don't. So this week, my son had a buddy pass that fell through. The plane was totally full, and he goes, "Hey, Mom, can you spend an extra day and a half or so in San Antonio?" And here's me. Yes, I can. So I have had the most amazing day and a half with my son doing no business because the systems are in place, the systems that you teach, the building into people that Rick and Santiago not only help us with in our company, but have taught and teach all of us in the community. They have those serendipitous payoffs when you least expect it. So I want to leave you guys and give you this really cool quote for the week. And I hope that we get to see most everybody at the conference this week. If not, definitely on the pods next week so we can stay in community and lean into what Rick says, that somebody has already faced what we've gone through. And you find that on the pod. You find the help on the pod, so please stay plugged in. Here's the quote. Love recognizes no barriers. It jumps hurdles, leaps fences, penetrates walls to arrive at its destination full of hope. And that's Maya Angelou. And that's what we get by being in such a great community. So super excited. I got another half a day with my son. Super, super stoked to get to that conference tomorrow. And so have a great week.
Awesome, Sherry. Thank you so much. And it's people like you that make this community what it is. And people like every single one of you guys who are on here, I'm so overwhelmed by your support, your love, and the fact that you want to hear from me.
And, hey, Howard.
Yeah.
I got one question about what Santi said about if you find people who are doing things and they were already successful at it, that all you have to do is copy them. Well, I've been trying to copy Santiago on how to be good on my computer, and it ain't working. Tell Santiago, he's going to have to learn to coach me better, all right?
Hey, Greg, you didn't hear the other part of it. You probably missed a step.
Yeah, he missed a step, exactly.
Hey, you missed that step when you were like, "What, huh?" And he was still talking.
Yeah, about 90 miles an hour.
Okay, awesome. Again, the phenomenal power of community. Get a vision for 2018 in Orlando. Registration opening soon. What questions do you have? Please type in your biggest takeaway from today and from the series. I'd love to hear from you. Go ahead and type it in right now. First Howard? Question. Yes, ma'am.
Jason Nichols said, can Mr. Jones' words be repeated? So I'm not exactly sure, Jason, what words you want him to repeat. Rick, I don't know if you saw that message or not, but he was looking for a repeat on probably the end of what you said.
Oh, he was just, Jason, he's just messing around, being community, so don't worry about it. He's trying to learn how to use a computer.
Oh, I thought it was, well, I could be wrong on this, but I thought he might have been talking about the three things that only, what are the three things that only I can do in the business? Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, maybe that was it. I don't know. Yeah. There so, it is. Thank you, Jason Nichol.
The three questions that Zig asked.
Oh, you want those three?
Yes, please.
Ask yourself, what are the three things that only I can do that will add the most to the business? And of those three, which one is the most important one? And then I said, as a clue, invest in yourself wisely, invest in your time wisely, and invest in your people wisely. Most of this, by the way, comes from top performance, Zig Ziglar.
Got that book right here.
It's a dilly, boy, I tell you. That I never realized how much wisdom is in that book, because I always focused on his other books. But when it comes to being a top performer, people really need to sink their teeth into this book.
That's Ziglar Leadership right there.
Yes, sir.
Ziglar Leadership. That's what we're focused on. Another thing that we're looking at for 2018. Okay, biggest takeaways. Let's see. Biggest takeaway is the ego getting in the way of duplicating a proven strategy for success. Taking time to think. Someone asked, where can we purchase The Power of Community? You cannot yet. It is released on January 26th. But it is already listed on Amazon. I don't think it's open for pre-order yet, but it might be. I haven't checked in the last couple of days. They work fast over there. But anyway, we'll have some at the January conference. Probably the first copies that anybody gets will be at the January conference. Again, this is gonna be a big book. Very powerful. I worked really hard on it. Let's see. Brian is buying the book, Top Performance, today. Awesome. Okay. Another big takeaway. Enjoy your success along the way. Absolutely. Enjoy your success every single day. Be grateful for something and find a way to laugh. Find a way to touch someone. Stop and smell the roses. I was sharing with someone yesterday, this time of year, I just go automatically into reflection mode. And it's time to think about 2017 and to think about 2018. And actually, it was Alexandra. I told Alexandra yesterday, I'm so busy. All the stuff I'm doing with Ziglar and this and that and the other thing, I was like, I feel like my life is a webinar. She was like, that sounds like a book title. My life is a webinar. Anyway, so I love it, and I wouldn't do anything differently, but we always have to take a look at our agenda and say, what's on my plate that I can empower someone else to do? So that'll be one of my goals in 18 is let's empower some people on my team to do some of the things that I'm doing. All right. I'm very grateful for each and every one of you. And order your 2018 planner if you haven't already for 2018. Be ready to go for your business planning. I'm Howard Partridge, Team Phenomenal, Team Ziglar, and the entire Inner Circle. Our passion is your better than phenomenal success. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.